And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
I am sure most of you have heard the famous quotation from Benjamin Disraeli, the Prime Minister of England, back in the 1870s, when he said, "There are lies, damn lies, and statistics." It was true in government then, and it's true today, right here in Northumberland. Over the last few weeks, I've offered examples of the insidious practice of collusion in municipal government. Collusion by politicians and the shadow government of staff and consultants who thrive on making full use of Disraeli's lies, damned lies, and statistics. A common application is when the appearance of truth is wrapped in statistics and presented in PowerPoints and charts, chock full of survey results, consultants' reports, and summaries from public engagement. And nowhere has this been more obvious than in the recent process to install a water playground on Coburg's waterfront, the waterfront that resident Lisa Rundle called our crown jewel. Regardless of what one thinks of a water playground, it actually has been the process of approving it that has invoked Disraeli's warning. The water playground is not a new idea. As far back as 2016, the town received inquiries, and in 2017, during the consultant's waterfront needs assessment, public meetings were held and statistics gathered from the public. Sounds good. In fact, last week, Mayor Brockeneer claimed, and I quote, "When we did the waterfront study, we did the most extensive public engagement exercise we've ever done," end quote. Again, sounds good. But if the detailed statistics are not shared with the public and the residents not given adequate time to review, then what's the point of the most extensive public engagement exercise? As Disraeli warned, beware the manipulation of statistics to support predetermined conclusions. To that point, on April 9th, the Director of Parks and Recreation stated, "The water playground is," and I quote, "very much in line with the direction of the final report when it comes forward." So, if I understand correctly, the final report is not yet finished, the public doesn't have all the information, and the public has not had time to review the results of the public engagement that the mayor is so proud of. You know, the damn statistics. Despite this, the water playground has been approved by a slim 4-3 vote. In other words, the public, who provided the input and paid for the research, are prevented from having adequate time to determine if the playground is aligned with their input and the final waterfront plan. Unless, of course, we take the Director of Parks and Recreation's interpretation of the statistics. And we know what Disraeli would say about that. According to some residents, preferences were indicated that the waterfront, one, remain essentially the same, two, be well-maintained with small improvements, and three, not attract large crowds and the associated parking problems. Again, sounds good. Unless it's basically ignored in the rush to approve the playground. Three questions for the mayor and councillors who voted for the water playground. One, what's the point of the dam statistics if they're not shared with the public? Two, what's the point of historical public engagement if it's virtually ignored? And three, why the rush to get ahead of the waterfront plan? Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.